अनायस्ताननना देवी स्तूयमानासुरर्षिभिः मुमोचासुर देहेषु शस्त्राण्यस्त्राणि चेश्वरी अनायस्ताननना देवी स्तूयमानासुरर्षिभिः मुमोचासुर देहेषु शस्त्राण्यस्त्राणि चेश्वरी Okay, so here Devi is called Anayasta Anana. Ananam means face. Ananam means face. Anayastam means unfaded. Anayasta Anana means she whose face never becomes dull. She whose face is ever fresh is said to be Anayasta Anana. Anayastanana Devi. Then, Stuyamana Devi. Stuyamana, she who is worshipped. This for Devi is worshipped. Stuyamana Devi is worshipped. Which Devi? Anayasta Anana Devi. Devi whose face is not faded. She whose face never gets faded. And who is worshipped or praised. Stuyamana. Stuyate is praised. Stuyamana. She who is praised always. By whom? Surarshibhi. Surarshibhi means Sura Rishibhi. She who is praised by Devas and Rishis. Suraihi Rishibhi. Sura Rishibhi. So Surarshibhi. She who is worshipped, praised by Devas and Rishis. Then that Devi also Cha Ishwari. Devi is also called Ishwari. Last word is Ishwari. So Ishwari Devi, Ishwari Devi, your Devi who has the state, who is the ruler, Devi the ruler, Ishwari Devi, Anayastanana, Stuyamana, okay, Devi whose face is not faded, who is always praised by Devas and Rishis, that Devi, so Anayastanana, Surarshibhi Stuyamana Ishwari Devi. What does she do? Mumocha. Mumocha means Muktavati. Released. She released what? Astrani. Astrani Muktavati. She released the weapons. Weapons in to who, towards whom? Asura Deheshu, Shastrani Astrani, she released weapons, those weapons which are thrown away, which are held also, Shastrani and Astrani, she means she sent all the weapons against the demons, Asura Deheshu, she released weapons against the bodies of demons. அசுரர்களுடைய தேகங்களில் சஸ்திரங்களையும் அஸ்திரங்களையும் எய்தாள். She released the, she sent all the weapons against them. அசுர தேகேஷு சஸ்திராணி அஸ்திராணி ச முமோச்ச. சா முமோச்ச மீன்ஸ் முக்தவதி. Which Devi? Anayasta Anana, Kama, Surashibhi Stuyamana, Ishwari Devi, Asura Deheshu, Shastrani, Astrani Cha Mumocha. Okay, now, next verse. Sopi Kruddho Dhuta Sato, Devya Vahana Kesari. सोऽपि क्रुद्धो धुतसटो देव्यावाहनकेसरी चचारासुरसैन्येषु वनेष्विवहुताशनः सोऽपि क्रुद्धो धुतसटो देव्यावाहनकेसरी चचारासुरसैन्येषु वनेष्विवहुताशनः. सो हियर् वि से फस्ट् चचार. So, chachara. See, chachara is the past perfect tense of charati. Charati means moves. Moves means what? Charati, tirigirathu, tirindathu. Charati means wandered. Wandered, charat, acharat. So, chachara means acharat. Acharat means wandered. He was moving around, wandered, moving around, wandered. Charat, charati, acharat, chachara. Okay. Who was wandering? Who was wandering there? It is said. Kesari. Kesari means not a rava kesari. Here lion is called kesari. Okay. Kesari means lion. Lion was wandering. Which lion? Vahana Kesari. So, Devi's vehicle. Okay. Saha Vahana Kesari. Saha Sopi. If you break it, Sopi Saha Api. Vahana Kesari. Saha Vahana Kesari means Saha Simhaha. That lion, Devi's vehicle. That lion, Devi's vehicle. Saha Vahana Kesari. Devi's vehicle, Kesari the lion. How do you know? Devyaha. Devyaha Vahana Kesari. Saha Devyaha Vahana Kesari Api. Saha. That lion, the vehicle, Devi's vehicle of Devi. Devyaha Vahana Kesari Saha Api. Even that lion also, Devi's vehicle, Kruddaha. Kruddaha was very angry. Kruddaha was very angry. Who was angry? Saha Vahana Kesari. Kasyaha Vahana Kesari. Devyaha Vahana Kesari. Saha Api. Kruddaha. He was also very angry. Kruddaha very angry. So what did he do angrily? It is said, dhuta sataha. Repeatedly, first, okay. Vaneshu, he was very angry. Then, Vaneshu means in the forests. In Vaneshu, Bahuvachanam. Vaneshu in the forest. Hutashanaha. Hutasanaha. Hutashanaha means fire. Hutashanaha means fire. You know fire is called Hutashanaha? Listen to me. Hutam means oblation. Huta means oblation. Ashnati means eats. Hutam ashnati iti hutashanaha. Consumer of oblations. See, in fire ritual, one who consumes the oblations offered is the fire. So, that's why consumer of the oblations is called hutashanaha. Hutam ashnati. Iti hutashanaha. Hutam ashnati iti hutashanaha. Nirpruk hutashanan engindra payar. Nirpule podappaduhindra vegale unginravan. The one who consumes the oblations offered into the fire. The ఎవర్ హిస్ కాడ్ హుతాశనః హుతం అశ్నాతి ఇతి హుతాశనః. సో వాట్ డస్ ద హుతాశనః డూ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్స్? ఓకే, వెన్ ది ఫైర్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్ ఓకే రియలీ కన్స్యూమ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ రిడ్యూసెస్ ఇన్ టు యాషెస్. దిస్ లయన్ ఇస్ లైకన్ టు ది ఫైర్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్స్. ఓకే, విచ్ లయన్? దేవీస్ వెహికల్ హియర్ వాహన కేసరి, ద సింహం, ద లయన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ద దేవీస్ వెహికల్ ఆల్సో వెరీ యాంగ్రీ. లైక్ వాట్? లైక్ ది ఫైర్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్, లైక్ ది ఫైర్ ఇన్ ది జంగల్. సో ఇవ వనేషు హుతాశనః ఇవ. ఇవ మీన్స్ వాట్? లైక్ దిస్ లయన్, దేవీస్ వెహికల్ వాస్ angry like the fire in the forests, fire in the jungles. Okay, so what did it do? It is said asura sainyeshu chachara, therefore it was moving amidst the armies of demons. It was moving amidst the armies of demons. And how did it go? Dhuta sataha. Dhuta sataha means shaking its hair. Dhuta sataha. Dhuta sataha.
And what are the meanings of
the word dhuta? Means shaken. Dhuta, shaken. Many meanings there. We should take the word shaken. Dhuta. So dhuta, sata, yes, yena. Dhuta, sata, yena. Sata means braid of hair. No, it's his head also. Like crest also is called sata. So, shaking its head. Okay, the crest. Shaking its crest. In anger, okay, very angry, the lion wandered amidst the armies of the demons like the fire in the jungles. Okay, dhuta sata yena, saka dhuta sataha. The one who shaking his hair or shaking his crest, he was in anger, very angry, he was moving around amidst the armies of demons. Therefore, how we should take it now? Tatra, okay. Devyaha saha vahana kesari api క్రుద్ధః ధృతసటః వనేషు హుతాశనః ఇవ అసుర సైన్యేషు చచార. అసుర సైన్యేషు, సో దేవినుడయ అంద వాహనం, సింగ వాహనం కూడా మిగుంద కోపముడయదాగ పిడరిగளை అసైత్తుకొండు వనంగలిలే కాట్టుతీ పోల అసుర సైన్యగలిల్ తిరిందదు. జస్ట్ మీ ఓకే, ద లయన్ ఆల్సో వాస్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ. దేవీస్ లయన్ వాస్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ. ఓకే, సహ అపి క్రుద్ధః వాహన కేసరి క్రుద్ధః దుసటః దేవ్యాః సహ వాహన కేసరి వనేషు హుతాశనః ఇవ అసుర సైన్యేషు చచార. అసుర సైన్యేషు చచార. ఓకే, నెక్స్ట్. నిశ్వాసాన్ ముముచేయాంశ్చ యుధ్యమానారణేంబికా తయేవ సద్య సంభూత గణాశత సహస్రశః. నిశ్వాసాన్ ముముచేయాంశ్చ యుధ్యమానారణేంబికా తయేవ సద్య సంభూత గణాశత సహస్రశః. నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ రణే అంబికా. టేక్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ అంబికా, దెన్ చ the cha somewhere comes nishwasan mumuche yamscha, we break it nishwasan, one word nishwasan, mumuche yan cha yudhyamana rane ambika, if you take it the ambika cha, what does it mean? And ambika, ambika is devi, devi also, rane in the battlefield, yudhyamana, yudhyamana fighting, yudhyamana fighting, devi also fighting in the battle, ambika cha rane yudhyamana, devi who was fighting in the battle, what did she do? Yan nishwasan mumuche. See, mumuche means again released. Devi released. Okay. If you take literally, it means released. You take it as nishwasan. Nishwasaha means, you know, the big breath. It's called nishwasaha. Okay. Nishwasaha. So nishwasan mumuche means yan nishwasan mumuche. So as much she, he took a big breath. As much she released her big breath. Okay, nishwasan mumuche. Na yavvalavu perimochi vittalo. That's the meaning. Yan nishwasan mumuche. As she released her breath slowly. Teyeva sadhyaha. Okay. All her, every time Devi breathed out, breathed in and breathed out, what happened? Sadhyaha. At once, shata sahasrashaha. Hundreds and thousands. Okay. Hundreds and thousands. The shata sahasrashaha. Ganaha. The groups, sambhutaha. So, hundred thousands of groups of Devi's originated. Every time Devi just let her breath out, immediately you can see hundred thousands of Devis also, they became. Every breath of Devi became hundred thousands of Devis. That's what they mean. So, yan nishwasan mumuche. Okay, any, the number of breaths she, you know, released, all those breaths, nishwasaha, teyeva, all those breaths became, sambhutaha became, what became what? Ganaha became groups of Chandi Devis, Chandikas, groups of Chandikas. In how many number of groups? Shata sahasra, hundred thousands of groups of Devis at once. So as many groups of hundred thousands of Devis became, okay, were formed by Devi's breaths. So Devi, when she was fighting, as she was fighting, Rane yudhyamana ambikacha yana nishwasanu muche teyeva sadhyaha shatta sahasrashaha ganaha sambhutaha. So how many ever breaths she released, in keeping with the number of her breaths, so many hundred thousands of Devis originated. Okay, all the breaths became so many number of Devis. Not one number, hundred thousands of Devis. Is it clear? Okay. So, Ambikacha Rane Yudhyamana. Rane Yudhyamana Ambika, Devi who was fighting in the battle. Yan Nishwasan Mumuche. Okay. How many ever number of breaths she released? Teyeva, all those breaths, sambhutaha became, sadhyaha at once, the groups of devis in 100,000s. Okay. Yudhuste parashubhir bindipalasi pattishaihi. Yudhuste parashubhir bindipalasi pattishaihi. Nashayanto suraganan devi shaktyupabrumhitah. Yudhuste parashubhir bindipalasi pattishaihi. Yudhuste parashubhir bindipalasi pattishaihi. Nashayanto suraganan devi shaktyupabrumhitah. So here also the verb is yuduhu. First word is yuduhu. Yuduhu means yuddham krutavantaha. Yuddham krutavantaha. They fought. Yuduhu should be taken as yuddham krutavantaha. Means fought. Okay. Who fought? The pronoun is a te. Te means those. Te. Avargal. They mean what? Those groups of devis. Te means te ganaha. Te ganaha, those groups. Groups of who? Groups of devis. Chandi devis. Chandika ganangal. Those groups of chandi, chandikas. Te means avehal. Those means those groups of chandika de, chandikas. Te ganaha, those groups of chandikas, yuduhu, mean they fought. Okay. How did they fight? It is said, devi shakti upabrimhitaha. Devi shakti upabrimhitaha. Devi shakti upabrimhitaha. Those groups of chandikas who were upabrimhitaha means who were brought into existence by the power of Devi. Devyaha shaktya upabrimhitaha. Deviyin shaktiyinal thotruvikkappattavargal. So those groups of devis who were brought into existence by the power of Devi. Te Devi Shakti Upabrimhitaha. Those who were brought into existence by the power of Devi. Okay, what did they do? Parashubhi. Parashuhu with ox. With axe. Parashu means axe. Parashubihi with axes. Kodarihalal. Parashubihi with parashus. Then bindi palashi pattishaihi. The bindi means piercing. Piercing weapon is called bindi. Piercing weapon is called bindi. Then palasi. Palasi means simple knife. Pattishaha means the pattakati. Again another type of knife. Bindi, palasi, pattishahi. Also asi. Asi means knife. Bindi, bindi, pala, asi, pattishahi. Two words are there. We have to break it there. Bindi pala. See, bindi means that which pierces. Okay. And bindi palaha, it's actually javelin. Piercing weapon. Bindi pala, piercing weapon. Catapult. Javelin, piercing weapon. Arrow. It's all bindi pala only. So bindi pala, asihi means knife, pattishaha means big knife. Patishah also we say a knife with a sharp edge, a weapon with a sharp edge is called Patishah. In Tamil, typical expression we have Patakati. So, those groups of Chandikas who were brought into existence by the power of Devi, they also Parashubhi with many axes and with other weapons such as Patishaha, the sharp knives with sharp edges and simple knives, and also the piercing weapons such as javelin, with all of them, Asuraganan, the groups of demons, Nashayantaha, destroying the groups of demons, Yudhu, Yuddham Kritavantaha fought. So all those groups of Chandikas also, who were brought into existence by the power of Devi, using different weapons such as all these weapons, Parashu, Patisha, Bindipala, Asi, etc., destroying those demons, Asuraganan Nashayantaha, destroying the groups of demons, Yuduhu, they fought destroying the groups of demons. So I'll put the order correctly. Te means those, which implies Ganaha. Okay. Te Ganaha. Devi Shakti Upabrumhitaha. Devi Shakti Upabrumhitaha. Devi Shakti Upabrumhitaha. What does it mean? Devyaha Shaktiya Upabrumhitaha. Devyaha Shaktiya Upabrumhitaha. Who were strengthened or were brought into existence. Upabrumhitaha also means who were strengthened also. Who were strengthened by the power of Devi. Who were brought into existence by the power of Devi. Also fought destroying those demons with varieties of weapons. Te Devi Shakti Upabrumhitaha Parashubhihi Bindipala Asi Pattishehi Bindipalaihi Ashibihi Pattishehi Asuraganan Nashayantaha Yuduhu Yuddham Kritavantaha. Okay, next. Avadayanta Patahan Gana Shankamstatha Pare Avadayanta Patahan Gana Shankamstatha Pare Mridangaschata Thaivanye Mridangamschata Thaivanye Tasmin Yuddhamahotsave Avadayanta Patahan Gana Shankamstatha Pare Mridangamschata Thaivanye Tasmin Yuddhamahotsave. So it is said Tasmin Yuddhamahotsave. It's not Ter Thiruvala, so Por Thiruvala. Okay. Yuddhamahotsavaha means what? It's a celebration of battle. It's called Yuddhamahotsavaha. Ratha Rathamahotsavaha means what? It's a chariot festival. Yuddha Mahotsavaha means what now? Battle festival, war festival. Okay. So Yuddha Mahotsave, in that big festival of battle, celebration of battle, Por Thiruvilavile, Ganaha means the groups of Chandikas. So groups of Chandikas, the groups of Chandikas, Chandika Ganaha, Avadayanta, what? Vadayante means play. Vadayante, play. Avadayanta, that means they played. they played what? They played Patahan Avadayanta. Pataha means the battle drums. The drums specifically used in the battlefield is called Pataha. Pataha means drums used in the battlefield. It's called Ranaberi. Ranaberi means the drums specifically used in the battlefield. Patahan Avadayanta. So, Tasmin Yuddha Mahotsave Ganaha Patahan Avadayanta. And the Periya Porthrivulavale Chandikai Ganangal Rana Berihale Elam Mulakkinar Hal. Mulakkinar. You can say, they caused the noise. Okay, how they played, literally means played, they caused the noise with the patahan. They caused the noise. They played the specific drums used in the battlefield. Then, apare, some other groups, okay, some people played these drums, and some other people, apare, shankhan tatha avadayanta. Some people they caused the noise of conches. Shankhan tatha avadayanta. They made the noise of the conches. Anye, they blew the conches. Then anye mridangan. Some other chandikas, they played mridangam. Okay, because for them the battle was going to be a victory over demons. It's a big celebration. So all the groups of chandika devis, some of them were playing patahan. Some of them were playing shankaha. Some of them were playing mridangaha. Means they made big noise of different weapons, different instruments. Patahaha, patahan, avadayanta. Patahangalai vasittargal. That's the meaning. Avadayanta. They played patahas, the drum, battle drums. Then they played, they blew the conches. And they played mridangams. Anye mridangan tathayeva. Similarly, they avadayanta. One verb avadayanta should go with all of them. So some played mridangam, some played anaberi, some played the shankha, conches. Means they blew the conches. So tasmin yuddha mahotsave ganaha patahan avadayanta. Apare shankhan avadayanta. Tatha anye mridangan avadayanta. Tatha eva. Is it clear? Okay. Tato devi trishulena gadaya shakti vrishtibihi. Tato devi trishulena gadaya shakti vrishtibihi. Khadgadibhischa shatasho nijaghana mahasuran. Khadgadibhischa shatasho nijaghana mahasuran. He's killing other people, okay? Tataha, thereafter, Devi also, Trishulena means what? With Trishulam, using Trishulatinal, Trishulena, Gadaya, with Gada, with a trident, with also mace, Shakti Vrishtibihi. So, she rained the many Shakti Vrishti. Shakti, again, trident only. She rained. There was a rain of tridents. Means so many were sent against the demons. So, Trishulena Gadaya Shakti Vrishti Bihi. Marimari Poyindadama. Devis, it was rained. Okay, there was rain of weapons. Rain of weapons such as Gada, the mace and trident, etc. Khadgadibihi, okay, khadgadibihi, with the swords, with all these weapons, Maha Asuran Shatashaha Nijaghana. See, Nijaghana is a past perfect tense of Hanti. Hanti. You can say, so Nijaghana means Hanti is the present tense verb. Nijaghana, he had killed. Maritavati, she murdered. So Devi murdered Shatashaha, okay, hundreds. Shatashaha Mahasuran. Devi murdered, killed hundreds of big demons. With what? Khadgadibihi. Khadga adibihi. With weapons such as swords, tridents, the rain of tridents, same thing, different thing. So Devi killed all of them. Stataha Devi Trishulena Gadaya Shakti Rishtibihi Kadgadibihi Cha Mahasuran Shatashaha Nijagana. So they Maritavati, she killed them. She killed hundreds of demons with all these varieties of weapons and rain of tridents. Okay. Patayamasa chaivanyan ghantaswana vimohitan. Patayamasa chaivanyan ghantaswana vimohitan. Asuran bhuvi pashena badhva chanyana karshayat. Patayamasa chaivanyan ghantaswana vimohitan. Asuran bhuvi pashena badhva chanyana karshayat. So now patayamasa means she felled, veeltinal, apatayat. See, patati falls, patayati fells, veeltal. Patayamasa means patitavati, Devi patitavati. Whom did she fell? Anyan asuran, patayamasa cha yeva anyan, cha yeva anyan, chaivanyan. And Devi also felled many demons, asuran, anyan asuran patitavati. Where bhuvi, she felled them, she pushed them, she felled them on the floor. Bhuvi nilathile veetchidal, veeltinal, that's the meaning. She felled them on the floor. Bhuvi patitavati patayamasa, anyan asuran devi bhuvi patayamasa. And who are those asuraha? Ghanta swana vimohitan. See, vimohita, who were deluded by the noise of the bell. Ghanta swanaha means noise. Ghanta swanaha means ghanta nadaha. By the noise of the bell, okay, those demons were deluded. So she felled those big demons who were deluded by the noise of the bells. So when the many bells were rung, I think it seems they all got confused, deluded. So ghanta swana vimohitan anyan asuran devi patitavati bhuvi. Bhuvi means bhumile viltinal. She fell them on the floor, okay, and who were deluded by the noise of bells. Then what did she do after making them fall? After felling them, she says, Pashena Bhadva. Bhadva, having tied them with the rope. Pashena, then he fell them first on the floor, then she tied them, having tied them with the rope. Cha Anyan Akarshayat. Okay, some demons she felled them Okay, just some demons who were deluded by the noise of the bell, she felled them on the floor. And some others, Asuran, Anyan Asuran, Pashena Badhva Akarshayate. She tied them with the rope and she pulled them on the floor. She tied them with the rope and pulled them on the floor. You have to visualize, imagine, okay, how what Devi did. It's the right thing to do. The whole world is saying that it's the right time to do Devi Mahatmya. So we didn't plan, it's happening. So Devi should bless us to be able to complete it. That's why I didn't want to stop off the way. I really, whoever participating, tried to be there for every day. We should not stop it half the way. Let us try to complete it. See the meanings first. Once the story is over, then I want all of you to do a small aarti in your own houses. Offer some milk and something, Devi. Then we will, I'll do the philosophical significance. Okay? Yeah. So, Patayamasa Chaivaya Chaivanyan Patayamasa Cha Eva Anyan Ghanta Swana Vimohitan The Asuran Bhuvi. Then, Cha Anyan. Twice Anyan comes. Cha Anyan, Cha Anyan. Therefore, Anyan Pashena Badhva Bhuvi Akarshayati. See, Karshayati pulls, drags. Karshayati, Akarshayati, she dragged. So Devi, she felled some of them who were deluded by the noise of the bell. And some of them, she tied them with the rope and dragged them on the floor. Anyane Pashena Badhva Bhuvi Akarshayati. Bhuvi akarshayat. Kaitnal katti verasal asurarkalai aval tarile iluttal. Iluttal. Itt kondu sendal. That's the meaning. Okay? Akarshayat. She pulled them. She dragged them. Tying them with the rope. Ghanta swana vimohitan anyan patayamasa. Not only that, Anyan Asuran, Pashena Badhva, Bhuvi Akarshayat. I'm going to stop now. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.